What is that?
Sound like a runaway garbage
disposal. No, we don't have a garbage disposal.
Fine time of the morning for a mare raid.
Sounds like it's coming from the back.
Yeah.
Wait, Mike. Do not open door. Enter through side. Restricted area. Keep out.
Order up.
Thanks.
What's everybody hollering for?
Bob, you know what time it is. It's 6 o'clock.
In the morning.
Well, what's everybody doing up so early? That's what we're doing up so early. Oh, I was just retiming the motor.
Well, next time, retime the time when you retime the motor.
What'd I say?
Robbie, do you like living in this neighborhood?
Well, sure, Dad.
Well, then you're going to have to stop revving up this motor during the middle of the night or we're going to be asked to move.
But, Dad, next Saturday is the Army, and I got a lot of work to do on this thing.
Well, then do it during respectable hours.
Hey, where's my car? Oh, I had to push it down the driveway. I had to have some room to work in. You what?
Now cut it out, you two. As long as we're all up so early, let's get breakfast.
That's a good idea.
How about some mush and honey, Buck? Oh, blueberry pancakes for me.
I'll just have some ham and eggs, Buck.
Yeah, and I suppose you want some crepe Suzette with apple pan dowdy.
Sure. What is it?
It's oatmeal, and that's what we're all going to have.
Oh, Dad, could you drop me off at Pop Johnson's? I have to get some new glow plugs.
Pop Johnson?
Yeah, he's a guy.
Oh, sure. Sure, you can afford it?
Yeah, I sold a bunch of bottles. How much?
That'll be 8 cents. Thank you.
Real neat, isn't it, Rolly?
Sure is.
You entered in the meet?
Yep.
What'd you find?
My O2O stinger.
Your stinger?
Well, I souped it up.
Yeah, but it's still gonna be nowhere as good as this new Cobra. Robbie Douglas bought a bigger engine, and he's modifying his Cessna trainer.
No kidding? What's he doing to it?
Oh, I don't know. A bunch of secret stuff. He won't even let anybody see it. Oh, hi, Robbie.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Rilla.
Hey, Rob.
Pop, can I have 2 glow plugs, please?
Better hurry, Rolly. You'll miss the second bell.
Well, I was wondering, Mr. Johnson, if maybe I could buy this Cobra on credit?
Well, how much of a down payment can you make?
Well, I thought maybe you might take my O2O. It's only got 3 hours.
Well, it's kind of obsolete now. I might allow you a dollar and a half, but still leaves a balance of $10.50. How are you going to pay it?
Well, I thought maybe I could sweep up your store, straighten stock, anything.
Well, my boy Shelby does that.
Well, Mr. West promised me a job at the market delivering groceries after school. It'd take time, but I'd pay, Mr. Johnson, I promise. And you can even charge me interest.
You want to win that meet awfully bad, don't you, Roy?
I sure do. It's the only way I'll ever get to college.
There goes the second bell.
Well, what do you say, Mr. Johnson?
You got a deal, son.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Johnson.
And without interest.
Got you working, I see.
Yes, sir.
Do you mind stacking that canned good stuff up in the garage? I'm stocking up on all that stuff while it's on sale.
Oh, sure. I'll be back in just a second.
Thanks. Well, who won the dogfight?
Bertie Jasper's cat.
Put those eggs in the icebox, will you?
Okay.
Learn to fight, will you?
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Oh, well, how's you stacking these cans for your grandpa?
Under this bench?
Well, yeah, he...
Oh, yeah, don't give me any of that baloney. You were sneaking a look at my plane, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. This can roll under there.
Boy, there's nothing worse than a guy that snoops on another guy's junk.
I wasn't snooping.
Yes, you were.
Here, what's going on here?
I caught this guy spying on my plane.
This can rolled under there, Mr. O'Casey, and I just went to get it.
Yeah, he said he was putting away some cans for you.
That's right, he is.
Oh. Well, gee, Bubba, what's the sense of me putting up a restricted sign if you're just going to send everybody in here?
Well, I didn't see any sign.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Robbie, but you owe Rolly an apology.
Well, how do I know he didn't sneak a look anyway?
Because he said he didn't, and he's a pilot, the same as you. You know what a pilot's motto is.
What is it, Bob?
Oh, I don't know. There must be some pretty noble stuff in it. You apologize to Rolly.
All right. I apologize. But Saturday I'm going to fly the pants off you.
That's some apology. Here, Rolly. Here's a quarter now. Go and buy yourself a jet.
Thanks, Mr. O'Casey.
You're welcome.
I don't know, Bub. I still think that guy came...
I don't care what you think. You've got all the gentlemanly instincts of a water buffalo. And if I didn't have a mulligan stew on the fire, I could think of a lot of other things to tell you.
Peter, will you chip? I got a lot of work to do.
How come I can't stay? I don't know what I'm looking at.
Okay, just don't touch anything.
Well, Robbie, is your plane all tuned up for the air meet on Saturday?
Yeah, just about that. The bypass portion needs a little working on.
It'd be a wonderful thing if you could win, Rob. Hartford Tech's a fine school.
Who wants to go to Hartford Tech?
What?
They don't even have a football team.
But if you should win, what about that scholarship?
Well, I've decided to cash it in on something decent.
Something decent? Like what?
Well, like money.
I didn't know you could cash it in.
Yeah, Pop Johnson said I could. It's a regular bond.
I think it's supposed to be used for an educational fund at Hartford.
You're talking like he's already got the contest won. He's got some pretty stiff competition.
Rob, you haven't changed your mind about going to college, have you?
No, heck no, Dad. It's just that I don't want to go to Hartford. It's about as ding-a-ling as you can get.
Hartford is ding-a-ling?
Yeah, you gotta get straight A's. It's strictly for eggheads.
Like Rolly Bates, huh?
Yeah, if he had the chance of winning.
Roland Bates, I don't know him, do I?
It's not Roland, Dad, it's Rolly. Short for Roly-Poly.
Oh, I take it he's a little plump, huh? What's his real name?
Harold, I think. But nobody calls him that.
Don't you think maybe it's time you did?
Heck, Dad, he wouldn't know I meant him.
You got your flight pattern all set for me?
Yeah. I'll show you what I'm going to do. First, I'm going to start off with a vertical rise. Then I'll do maybe a couple...
Hey, Robbie, come over here and clean this up.
I'm sorry.
Come on over here and clean it up. I'm going to my room. I don't want to say anything that a nice, lovable grandfather shouldn't say to a knot-headed grandson.
What? I help you, sir.
Oh, yeah. I want the 5-inch prop, 3-pitch.
Yes, sir.
How much are they?
They're 25 cents, sir.
Are you flying in the meet?
Am I flying in the meet? Well, I just might.
You look over 14 to me.
I do, huh? Vitamins.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is your name Johnson?
Yes, sir.
I'm Charlie Bates, Harold's father.
Oh, yes, Rolly.
What's the idea of taking my kid for $12?
Take? Why, that was a fine motor I sold your boy, Mr. Bates.
But you had no right. There's a lot of other things he can do with that money besides flying these stupid little planes.
Well, these stupid little planes, Mr. Bates, might be the means of getting your boy into college.
College? We'll be lucky if we can scrape up enough money to keep him in clothes through high school. Now, I'm telling you, Johnson, quit putting those phony ideas in that kid's head.
Quit putting those phony ideas in that kid's head or there's going to be trouble. And then he walked out.
He changed his tune if Rolly happened to win. Heaven forbid.
Well, it'll be too bad if he doesn't win. For more reasons than one.
Who do you mean, Rolly or Robbie?
Well, the Bates boy. It's the only chance he'll get to go to college. Pop Johnson says he has a great future in aerodynamics. And he says he has an amazing knowledge of it.
Robbie says he's an egghead.
Well, we could use a few more eggheads in this world. Pop says he has a real potential. If he's given the chance, and winning this meet would give him that chance.
Funny with kids. One of them thinks Hartford Tech is a horrible joint, and the other would give his life to make it.
Yeah, I know.
Hi.
Gotcha. Is Dad home yet?
Yeah.
Did you bring my prop?
I don't think so.
Well, how's he expect me to fly tomorrow?
Well, maybe he doesn't want you to.
What are you talking about?
He wants Rolly to win.
Rolly? That egghead?
That's why.
What's why?
Well, they're short of eggheads, and Rolly's one, you're not.
How come you always gotta talk like a creep when I ask you something?
I'm not talking like a creep. Dad says you don't want to go to Hartford Tech, and Rolly wants to go there real bad.
Oh. Maybe he'd rather be Rolly's father.
He couldn't be. He's already stuck with you.
Well, I suppose the whole thing will work out one way or another.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Dad.
Yeah?
Chip said you forgot to bring home my prop.
Well, I don't know where your brother gets his information. I have it right here in my pocket.
Oh. Well, thanks, Dad. Dad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I'm a disappointment to you.
What do you mean?
Well, I know you'd like me to be like Rolly Bates, but I wouldn't be telling the truth if I said I wanted to go to Hartford Tech.
What brought this on?
Well, one of your other sons has a big mouth.
Look, Robbie, I don't know what Chip told you, but...
Well, that's okay, Dad. You don't have to explain. You have every right to feel any way you want. But I think you ought to know something.
What's that?
I'm going to try harder than ever to win that contest tomorrow.
Come on, everybody.
Hi, Deb. We'll be late for the air meet.
We're all set. Come on, Chipper. Why don't you get Bob on the bus, all right?
Yeah, he's still kind of worried about having to go to that vaudeville reunion.
Oh, well, the way Robbie's been concentrating on this meet, I don't think he'll even know Bob's gone. By the way, where is he?
Well, he's on the bus.
No, no, I mean Robbie.
Oh, I guess he's in the garage. The door was down when I drove up. Chip! Come on, Chip!
You all set, Rob?
Yeah, all set, Dad.
I'd like to talk to you for a minute before we go. I was way off base last night.
Oh, that's okay, Dad.
No, it's not okay. I'm your dad, and I had no right to say I hoped the Bates boy would win, no matter what the reason was. You worked hard for this meet, and if you win it, you're entitled to everything that goes with it, regardless of anybody. So you go out there and win it if you can.
I'll do my best, Dad.
Another thing, you said something about my being disappointed in you. I'm proud of you, Rob, and I always will be. So don't think you have to go to Hartford Tech to prove anything to me.
I know that, Dad. Thanks.
Hey, come on, you guys.
I better go. Can I carry anything for you? Does this go?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Dad.
Douglas is now executing a series of inside loops. Very nicely done, too. Going into a vertical climb. Boy, that's a good one. Now circles the field and he's coming in for his landing. Douglas has scored 61 in the second flight. That gives him a total of 130. That places him, of course, in the final flight now for first prize with Bates, who has a score of 133.
Hey, Bub's really missing something.
Yeah.
easy, Charlie. Harold's ahead.
He hasn't won yet.
Now will Bates prepare his craft for the final flight.
Oh, no! Oh, you busted my wing!
Jeepers, this is neat for Robbie.
Oh, that's too bad, Rolly. The rules allow you 5 minutes. Think you can make it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, your opponent can grant you more time. I'll ask him.
You won't.
Well, you keep working on him. You got some instant grip?
Yeah.
Good. You can win on a no flight, Robbie. Unless you want to give Rolly some extra time.
Don't do it, Robbie.
Chip, you stay out of this.
Tell him okay, Mr. Johnson.
Nice of you, Robbie.
I still think it's money down the drain.
And now Rolly Bates is ready, and this is the final flight to determine the winner. Looks like he's a little bit out of balance. That could be due to the repair. He's in a vertical climb. Now a dive and a series of inside loops. And now, an outside loop. Inverted flight. And here he comes in for his landing. He scores 28 points out of a possible 70 here in the finals. So we add the 28 to his original 133. And Bates has a 161 total.
Well, Rob, looks like you're in.
Yeah.
Robert Douglas will now make his final flight.
Listen, I couldn't pull out of the dive.
That's too bad, Rob.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Robbie.
Oh. Well, that's the way the radar blips. You did swell, Harold. Hey, Dad, this belt crank isn't loose.
No.
I thought he said it pulled loose.
That's what the man said. That's too bad, Rob. You almost had it in the bag.
Well, that's okay, Dad. There's another meet next month.
Robbie, will you stop that terrible noise? Gee, did you ever hear a racket like that? He must be working on a jet this time.
What racket, Buzz? Funny, I don't hear a thing.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice-as-nice morning continues here on TV Land.